This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, there it is, the familiar weekly music heralding the beginning of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is here. He's the major domo, the big guru, the guy at Talkers Magazine. So he's got the list. Well, he's got two lists, one and two. Which one do you want to start with first?
Let's start with one. We always do it that way. And we are creatures of tradition.
Tradition.
Yes, and now as part of our tradition, I'm going to read the 10 most talked about stories of the week on talk media shows around the country, and talk shows just like this one. Here we go. Veterans Day and VA issues were at number 10. A lot of people talking about Veterans Day this year.
As well they should.
And finally understanding the difference between a Veterans Day and a Memorial Day.
Yes, yep.
And Memorial Day seems to be the higher profile day, but Veterans Day is very important, and again, it gives a good reason to talk about VA and veterans issues. At number 9, foreign affairs tied with U.S.-China relations. A little bit of France worked its way into the stories this past week, and of course there are a lot of hot spots in the world, but U.S.-China relations remains the big one. The terrible tragedy in Houston, number 8, the Astroworld tragedy, and more information breaking on the Rust case, that's the one with Alec Baldwin. At number 7, we have a tie between two major issues every week, race relations and immigration. At number 6, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial kicked off in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Very complicated, highly politically charged legal affair. Climate change is at number 5 as that COP26 conference came to a conclusion this week, leaving a lot of questions unanswered and a lot of heat on the Biden administration. And number 4, Trump and GOP politics. That's now a category unto itself. Huh. Number 3, the January 6th investigation tied with the relationship between social media and journalism. It affects almost every story now. And at number 2, we have COVID-19 vaccines, masks, mandates, and the Aaron Rodgers controversy and school board controversy. So the COVID-19 is really a big political issue, more so than a health issue at this point. It's a political issue, although it should be a health issue. And number 1, the health of our economy, inflation, supply chain problems, labor problems, and the politics of economics, with inflation topping the list of concerns Americans have this week. Inflation is, according to indicators, at a 31-year high at the moment. The People Survey, hip-hopper Travis Scott at number 10, Alec Baldwin at 9, Nancy Pelosi at 8, Kyle Rittenhouse at 7, 6 is Mitch McConnell, 5 is Liz Cheney, 4 is Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Donald Trump is at number 3, Kamala Harris is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and that's basically a snapshot of what people have been talking about on talk shows in America this past week.
You can find the list at talkers.com and also DJV.com. So if you want to, and we always have the, as I do these programs with Michael and with the staff from DJV, we put the official story list and people list in there, so you have a reference point that you can look again online at talkers.com or DJVshow.com. So let me go to number 3 with you, Michael. Journalism, social media. One wonders, as I look around the landscape, and one of the things that people like about this program is we talk about inside baseball. In a sense, we talk a lot about the industry, who's in it, what's going on, the sort of behind-the-scenes things that add up to this being the interesting, important, intelligent way to converse about issues of the day, people of the day. So there's a number of surveys, there are plural, excuse me, that show that the world, our world, is becoming more important, if you will. A lot of people are being driven to the spoken word formats, news, news talk, that sort of thing. They're rising in relevance. And one wonders if it's because of the social media. Is it because of the state of journalism? What do you think? What are you, in your expertise in watching this whole game for decades, what's leading? Because we have, on one hand, people saying this, and on the other hand, say, well, there's too many old people listening to talk radio, and young people are not interested, yada, yada, yada. I just think that's not true. It just shows itself in different ways, doesn't it? Interest in what's going on?
I'm not sure what you're asking me. You did a nice overview of the present state of media. Are you asking me whether or not the rise in social media as a venue for conversation about news, is that feeding into the popularity of news talk radio?
That's a great question. I wish I'd asked it that way. Go ahead.
You covered some ground. Well, I think that news talk radio will remain popular and relevant regardless of any other media. Now, no medium operates in a vacuum. So, obviously there's competition, but competition creates more conversation. And it's the convenience. It's the dependability. It's the ubiquitousness. And the diversity, believe it or not, of news talk radio that makes it one of the ongoing most important venues for people dealing with issues. And that's what it is. Too much is made of the dips, because it's so politically charged and people have an axe to grind, and some people blame the messenger as opposed to the message. There are so many people that anytime there's a little dip in the ratings or something goes wrong or whatever, because it's under the spotlight of scrutiny, under the microscope, they go, oh, it's news talk radio is no good, it's dying. But it never is dying. It's always important, and it will continue to be as long as we are in the current media paradigm.
Let me ask this a different way then. In terms, and I don't mean to make this more confusing, it's just very interesting, maybe because I am fascinated by how our business works. The business about who is delivering the message, is it important that Levin delivers a message, or Dennis Prager delivers a message? Is it more important, remember the days of Limbaugh, and now Hannity, and some of the other people, or me, you, whoever it is? Is that what drives, the old days of disc jockeys, when music radio was the thing, the people who listened to it didn't listen for the music. They listened because the personalities they attracted people like magnets to the radio, and the music was, it was great, it was fun to talk about the music, but the personalities that were bigger than life, we don't have those people for the most part anymore, at least in music radio. And we have some of them in talk radio. And I just wonder if what it is that brings people in. Is it the personalities of the Limbaughs of the world, or is it what they're talking about?
It's both, just as it was the personalities of the DJs and the music they played. If the personalities back in the golden days of DJ radio didn't play good music or play music that was researched and had some, element of popularity, they wouldn't have done as well. It's a combination of the presenter and that which is presented, and a relationship with those who are being presented to. So I think it's all of the above. I think that I disagree with you that we don't have major, larger-than-life personalities. I think that the radio is being kept alive by the personalities that exist in talk radio. Talk radio is where all the stars of radio are. There are very, very few famous disc jockeys at this point. There are some. There are some good ones out there. Yeah. But look at the household names. Look at how you were just throwing out the names of different people who are household names, even in households that don't listen. The names are big. I mean, everybody in America heard of Rush Limbaugh. Not everybody listened. Everybody's heard of Howard Stern. They don't necessarily listen. As a matter of fact, we all have opinions in this country about a lot of things that we haven't experienced firsthand. That's a common process. But I just think that talk radio, and I think radio in general, is a powerful, iconic medium. It's 100 years old. It's going to continue to exist. It'll change a little bit, obviously, as it always has.
Yeah.
But I think it's for real and going forward. And I think it's always a combination of the presenter and the content and the stage and the whole thing. You know, it's complicated.
It is complicated. We'll solve all of these irrational complications as we go through the program. 16 past the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so there is something that's off the charts that just deserves a moment or two. I think maybe it'll be on the charts for next week, and that's the impact of Adele. This is one of those modern things. CBS television is giving their entire Sunday night broadcast time over to the Oprah interview with Adele and her concert. That's unprecedented. When's the last? The Beatles. I'm trying to think of when the last time there was someone from the music world that captured that much attention. Can you remember, other than the Beatles, maybe the Stones, I suppose? To a point.
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether you can even compare CBS's tribute to Adele and Oprah Winfrey and all that to the same impact or capturing the public attention as the Beatles or Elvis. That's an interesting question.
Well,
I don't know if
people,
anything in music has that impact anymore.
Well, that's it. See, Taylor Swift and that ilk, will they be remembered like Frank Sinatra is?
No, they won't. They
today.
Can't be.
No.
Oh, thank you.
They don't exist.
That.
No. Just a figment of people's imagination. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of the charts created by the research done at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers. We had some moments here talking about social media, journalism, and how it plays into the popularity of this format, the spoken word format. But there also was some info that came out this week as to what people, and I don't know, is it confusing or this is a good ancillary way of looking at our format, Michael, but the focus on politics and hard news apparently moving to the back burner in the national conversation with sports. Right now it's the NFL, but, you know, the baseball season and all of the various sports elements, and Aaron Rodgers and the focus on him. But this seems to be generating more interest, according to the data that I saw in a story in USA Today this week. The top stories in sports are the ones that seem to rocket to the top of social media discussions, and the sports stations are more, hundreds of sports radio stations now, right? Sports talk.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what you're saying. There is always going to be a lot of conversation about sports. There's always going to be a lot of conversation about celebrity gossip, about movies, about music. Politics is more than just news talk radio, which tends to be conservative. You have public radio, which tends to be moderate to liberal. You have urban radio that deals with the African-American community specifically. I mean, there's a whole variety of things out there, and each has its own lane in a fractionalized culture. But the same people that will talk about sports and follow sports talk radio will also be very, very politically charged about what's going on in the news. And they listen to different stations for that.
This article cites something from the Sports Business Journal, looking at the top 10 topics last year at this time versus the top 10 topics this month. Last year, 18 of the top 20 stories on talk radio related to the political conversation, Trump, coronavirus, Biden, George Floyd, White House, racism, all that stuff. But This survey suggests that the top 10 topics for conversation on the air and in podcasts were about teams, Houston, Las Vegas, San Francisco.
That means nothing to me. That sounds to me like just a bunch of distorted facts that have no connection to each other. People are talking about Houston and not talking about Trump. What are you kidding me?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's more emphasis.
That's what it sounds like.
According to this, there's more emphasis on sports talk radio than there is news talk radio.
Emphasis where? More
emphasis on number of the number of people listening and the number of people paying attention to these focused topics. You don't agree?
I don't. I take those things with a grain of salt.
Oh, okay.
Because there have always been people listening to sports talk radio and these topics. And in other words, I'm not quite sure. It was the purpose of that article saying that sports talk radio is now bigger than news talk radio?
No, it was that more people are paying attention to the issues that are being, the things that are showing up in social media. 18 of the top stories last year were about politics. 18 of the top stories this year are about sports-related entities, people, personalities, results.
As somebody who's been tracking public opinion for decades, all I could say is it depends on what you're looking for and where you're looking for it, and that type of research could be, you know,
maybe it's maybe we can go back to who pays for it.
there's research as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Well, we all know that, you know, when it comes to like the drugs and stuff and what the results are of various tests, or surveys, research, it's all who pays for it. It's skewed, and it comes back the way that people who are paying for it want it to come back, so they look good. That's, you know, I guess there's no secret to that. All right, well, thank you for putting that in perspective. It's 28 after the hour. This talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows failed to appear before a deposition before a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riots. His hearing was scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock, but a few minutes past 10, committee staff and investigators exited the room. Meadows' attorney, George Terwilliger, suggested his client may not cooperate. He said that Meadows wants a court to resolve Trump's claim of executive privilege before cooperating with the investigation. White House officials said that Terwilliger is wrong on both the facts and the law. On Thursday, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the National Archives from releasing Trump's White House records ahead of oral arguments for Trump's appeal, which is scheduled for November 30th. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon was held in contempt of Congress for his refusal to comply with the committee subpoena. This is USA Radio News. A judge in Los Angeles has officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship. The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. Spears has been working to end her conservatorship for more than a year, accusing Jamie Spears of conservator abuse, including using her estate and finances for his own benefit, and attempting to control her career and personal life. Her father became her legal guardian in 2008, taking over all her financial decisions during mental health concerns at the time. Jamie Spears fought his daughter in court until last August, when he then finally agreed to step down as her conservator. Britney Spears supporters gathered outside the courthouse, cheering and throwing confetti when they learned of the judge's decision. Spears posted a video from the crowd on Instagram, writing, "I think I'm going to cry the rest of the day. Best day ever. Best day ever. Praise the Lord." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Settling up, moving up into the world of News Talk Radio, settling the questions, what were the big stories this week, and who is everybody talking about? That's what the fun is here in going through every week with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, what it is that people have gravitated to conversationally. And I always like, you know, what I do, I sort of play a game every week. I look to see what is still strong. And then I more often than not want to talk about the things that aren't in, they haven't been there. You know, there's something new every week. Certainly Veterans Day plays in this week. The Astroworld situation. I think sometimes, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I guess probably I am wrong, that people want something new and fresh. We were just talking about this off the air about how, you know, we're, both of us have been music radio veterans. And when we used to play the hits, it was the, you know, it was the same stuff over and over and over again. How do you make it sound fresh? And to a point, that's part of what goes on in some of the music today with the 80s stations, the same songs over and over. But when it comes to talk, there's always a nuance. You can't change the lyric line of a song, but you can change the focus of the discussion of, like, COVID. Look at how many different places that thing has gone. In a year and a half. It's like...
Well, that's what I love about talk radio. That's why I, in my own career, I gravitated toward talk and moved away from music, because talk is black belt talk radio, is black belt radio, and music radio is, you know, kind of vanilla. There's no comparison. They're two different things. Talk is wonderful in as much as it always will be fresh, especially if it reflects the news. The news is a little bit of what's happening. It's a little bit of what happened, and it's a little bit about what's going to happen, and that keeps moving forward, you know, in the arrow of time. That's the charts change every week to a small degree. The issues change a little bit, and you follow it. It just depends on how closely involved you are. You do realize there are people who sit all day long in front of the cable television news and watch
amazing?
It from morning till night, yelling at the screen.
Yeah. It's really, that is amazing. How many people have it? It used to be you had it on as background, kind of like talk radio, music radio. But then people have the time, apparently, and the interest to...
One of the reasons why they complain, they, whoever they are, advertising agencies or whatever, or critics of talk radio, that the audience for news talk, both on television and radio, is old. Well, retired people have more time to make it their life passion. Especially with pandemic and people are afraid to go out. When people are a little older, they don't have the energy to go running around and take up sports, play tennis, go bowling, you know, golf. They sit and they watch TV and they get all emotional about it. Same thing happens with sports. There are people that all day long, they follow sports. And now with gambling, perhaps the explosion of gambling, I was thinking back to what you were talking about earlier about sports talk radio and how popular it is and how popular sports is as a social media topic. One of the reasons for that is now people have skin in the game. People are betting like crazy on everything in sports.
Yeah.
I worry for the, I'm afraid it'll create corruption in sports, which already exists to a degree.
Well, I remember Pete Rose and all of that.
Yeah, But that was the days when this thing called sportsmanship was considered to be important. Now, the idea of sportsmanship is going out the window, replaced by hubris and, you know, bragging and all kinds of non-sportsman taunting. We're going through a cultural change, no doubt. It ties into the media. But back to what we're saying, I don't think it's that hard to keep the topics and the angles on news, whether you talk about it, present it, whether you present views, whatever, news is real, and it's ever-changing, and it's pertinent to people's lives. I mean, come on, number one topic, inflation, supply channel, labor, economic politics. What's more important than that in terms of a mass public than the fact that the cost of our food, the cost of our housing, the cost of our fuel is going up every week, and people are sitting there and saying, how the hell am I going to meet my obligations, and when is this going to stop? And what do I do with the money I have in the bank that's getting no interest? Should I invest it in something? But then I could lose it. Oh, my God, what do I do? That Look becomes a lot more important than whether Adele is going to be on CBS with Oprah.
Mm. But that's a distraction for people who don't want to be digging around in some of this other stuff. The IPO this week for that electric truck company, Rivlin, came out of the blue. It came from nowhere.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, people are creating wealth for somebody in a small group of people who have been clever enough to create something that's captured the public's attention.
Right. And how about all the mystery surrounding cryptocurrency, where people, are led to believe
that.
And that then the crypto is some... do I understand? I don't even understand gold or the greenback. Are you kidding me? I don't talk myself into thinking I understand any of this. I mean, anybody who thinks they understand it has sucker written all over their forehead.
Yeah.
I mean, if people really understood this, the economy would be a very smooth and happy place.
Remember when Apple came on the scene and Amazon, and people were saying the same thing. Why would you invest in that? Those companies lose money. I remember Rush Limbaugh telling me something once, or maybe it was Ed McLaughlin, maybe two inside. But he invested early on. It was either in Apple or Amazon. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was both. But I know he said that he'd put a lot of money into, I think it was Amazon at the beginning. And he became the largest individual stockholder in one of those companies. And that attributed greatly to his amassed wealth. As he was smart enough, or somebody was smart enough to get him to put money into that sort of thing. Once in a while, you hit it. It's like the lottery, in a sense, isn't it? I mean,
once in a while, you hit it, but the odds are always against you. The odds always favor the house. And if the house is the Wall Street Insiders or the house is, the casino, the house always wins in the end. Gambling is the whole nature of gambling is you're playing the odds. You're going on intuition. You're going on a little bit of research and a lot of luck. And sometimes it breaks your way and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm actually concerned about the impact on young people that this opening up of betting in sports, that you can bet while you're watching the game, right from the convenience of your smartphone.
Is there an age thing on it?
I don't know.
I'm not sure of all those
details. You have to be 18 to bet?
I've never bet.
And how have you? I haven't either. I bought a lot of tickets.
I don't do that. I would never bet on it. I wouldn't feed into that stuff. Now, I'm not against it officially because I'm for freedom. But personally, I think it stinks.
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about Pete Rose, who I worked in Cincinnati for a couple of years on the air, did afternoons at WCKY. And Pete Rose followed me on the air with a newly created talk show that was created for him. I mean, in Cincinnati, there was nobody that captured the attention of the public like Pete Rose. So he would come into the studio before he'd go on the air at 6 o'clock and put his legs up on the console and share his philosophies with
me. I'm picturing this. This is a theater of the mind. I'm picturing.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was, it was really amazing, frankly, to have that experience. I mean, I thank my lucky stars. I've had a lot of exposure to a lot of very interesting people.
Yes.
And
one of the blessings of being in this business all these years. Absolutely.
Yeah, I suppose so. And then the inside baseball story is I had the job in Cincinnati because I had been hired to go to, not WJR, I forget the other talk station, WXYT, in Detroit. I'd been hired to go there. And I was told the Friday before I was supposed to start that I wasn't going to get the job or the job had been rescinded, job offer, because remember the great pitcher for Detroit that went to jail, Don, what was his name? I'm blanking on his name.
I don't recall.
Is it Danny, Donnie? I don't know. But this guy is a famous pitcher. And he'd gone to jail, and he got out of jail, and he called the owner of the radio station and said, "Hey, how'd you like to have me on your radio station?"
Oh, gosh, he took the job from you?
He took the job from me.
How many times have people in this business lost jobs to convicted felons?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's sort of a plus, folks. If you serve time in jail, or even if you're still in jail and you have a good cell phone, hey, that's a double entendre. You get a job in radio.
Look at
how many people who've been in and out of prison have had successful careers in radio.
Cianci. Remember Buddy Cianci in private?
Buddy Cianci was...
Oh, my God. Not once, but twice. He got on the station
talking
three
about,
times.
Folks, we're talking about the he's now deceased, a very colorful mayor of
very
Providence,
colorful.
Rhode Island, who was in and out of jail and in and on the radio. Right. But I'm like, I don't want to name names of colleagues, but I have a list of names of people that were in jail and on radio. I don't
pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
I'm not sure.
All right, pretty much, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen talking about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Here's something to focus on as you go into the holiday season. How many of you have gained weight since Halloween even because you went into your child's candy bucket and started eating the Three Musketeers and other things that were in there? And there come the pounds. And that's only the beginning because Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away. You start putting on the pounds with that. And then go into Christmas, the parties, New Year's, whoopee. So don't you want to put yourself on the offensive instead of the defensive? Start now to control your weight. If you like where it is, keep it there using Kellitrin. How does it work? Well, you just take 4 capsules a night before you go to bed. Let it do the work. It's the only all-natural product that is guaranteed to help you lose weight and, better yet, to keep it off. All kinds of success stories. They got an 86% success rate, in fact, of people going on the program and losing weight and keeping it off. So go to toploss.com, their website. Understand the science of the product. Shop for things that you can use to support your weight loss, your desires to look good and feel good. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV for BOGO deals on purchase and no shipping charges. There's a people list published every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also we have it on the DJV social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and at DJVshow.com. At number 10, the aforementioned Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is in the 9th position. Nancy Pelosi at 8. Kyle Rittenhouse, 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is at 5. No mention of Marilyn Taylor Greene anyway here. Aaron Rodgers is 4. There's a scumbucket if there ever was. Okay. You keep going, Doug. Donald Trump is 3. Kamala Harris is 2. Popularity down to 21%.
And Joe Biden, President of the United States, as you'd expect, he'd be the number one person being talked about. That's it. That's the list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Top stories this week, according to the charts published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. At number 10, the issues surrounding veterans and Veterans Day this year. Number 9, our relationship with China and to a lesser extent Russia. 8, the Astroworld situation, tragedy, and a lot of people pointing a finger at Travis Scott. Number 7, immigration and the problems of race. Number 6, Kyle Rittenhouse and that trial, summit, if you will, focused on our climate and the weather, actually, this week. It's number 5. Trump is 4 and the political realities of the Republicans. The January 6th investigation continues. COVID and all its related items is number 2. And the supply chain, how it's affecting the cost of
almost everything in our country. That's what people are talking about. That's it on News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. You have a discussion this week on the Michael Harrison interview with one of the really good guys from the News Talk Radio biz, yes?
Absolutely. Brian Kilmeade of Fox News Radio and Fox News Channel, mhinterview.com, insights into Brian Kilmeade.
Yep. Good guy. Thank you, Michael. It's 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show now, overviewing some of the items on the charts with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal beneficiary here. You're the benefactor, not the beneficiary, right? I'm the beneficiary, you're the benefactor. News and information. Yeah, that's right. College professor of law at Bentley University, and a practicing lawyer. Even so, I like him. And so we get to number six this week, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. This is like a big can of germs and gumunga, it seems to me. I don't know. I mean, why does a guy drive 100 miles with a gun if he's not guilty of something?
Yeah, and it's not just driving the 100 miles with a gun. It's a gun that he did not have a legal right to have. Yeah. So that's something. And, you know, the prosecution is arguing that there was no reason for him to insert himself into the fray. He is going to argue and has argued and actually went on the stand and testified, which is unusual for criminal defendants. That he was acting in self-defense, and he felt in fear for his life. And under Wisconsin law, once he brought that out as a defense, it became up to the prosecution with the burden of proof that it wasn't self-defense. But the case, I mean, you've got the judge who's quite a character.
I was going to say, this judge made a joke about Asian food.
Yeah.
And he's gotten criticized for a lot of different reasons. He's a kind of a backwoodsman, it would seem, yes?
Yeah, he's a bit of a character. I got to admit, you know, the actual words he used in regard to ships coming in with Asian food, it was an attempt at humor. It wasn't funny, but I think it more was made of it than need to be.
Probably.
Now, I'm more concerned. One of the earliest of his rulings was he would not let the prosecutors refer to the people who were killed as victims. And that's a big issue in here, particularly when they're talking about self-defense. He's been very, very critical, of the prosecution throughout, even yelling at the prosecutors. Fortunately, outside of the, hearing of the jury. And, that's important because jurors always kind of follow the judge, and they trust the judge. And if the judge is angry at a particular side, they pick up on that. The defense has actually asked for a mistrial, and an unusual mistrial, one that I haven't heard before. Generally, if something happens that is improper in the trial, and it would be prejudicial, the judge can, although they don't like to, order a mistrial. And they also order mistrials if the jury can't come to a decision. In this case, the defense is arguing that the prosecution did things purposely that they knew were wrong, and therefore not only should it be a mistrial, but it should be a mistrial without prejudice, meaning that they can't try him again. I don't see even this judge, who has shown no inclination toward the prosecution, I don't expect him to actually allow that, and it'll probably go to the jury next week. I think next week we'll be probably talking about the verdict itself.
Yeah, the judge, I saw a headline, here's an example of how not to be a good judge. And so, you know, but in places like that, I guess what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. All right, let's keep moving along here. Case against Alec Baldwin, and maybe more to the point, Travis Scott with the Astroworld thing. How liable is he? He's the one that worked the crowd up, isn't he? Can't he be sued?
You know, yeah, I mean, Travis Scott certainly can be sued, but I think in this instance, they'd have to go a long way towards showing that in the law they call it the proximate cause, that what he did caused this to happen. Now, the fact that it has happened before with a Travis Scott concert is somewhat disconcerting, and then you might wonder if there is some negligence on his part. As far as Alec Baldwin goes, he's being accused of negligence. That case is not going anywhere. It wasn't his job to check the gun.
Right, exactly. 30 seconds on VA issues, because it was Veterans Day this week, and the continuing ruse, the federal government can't be sued, right? So what happens to all these guys?
Well, you can, in certain instances, you can sue the federal government. I tell you frankly, Doug, veterans are among the biggest group that gets scammed. And that's a huge problem, particularly people contacting veterans saying we're from the VA or other veterans benefits.
All right. A good overview of some of the stories from Talkers Magazine. You'll find the charts at talkers.com or at DJV Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.